Are you?
Alice.
You don't look like Alice. Well, if you're not Alice, then what are you doing here? What are you doing here in Wonderland? This is very unexpected. People who are not Alice turning up in Wonderland is unheard of. Well, I'm not saying that you're not welcome, but this is curious. Is this a new story that I'm not informed of? I should have all the information. Usually it comes to me in dreams. But since I have not slept in a few years, I guess that this is what I should have expected. Curious, indeed. Maybe I should go get some sleep. Just so that I can get caught up in all that is going to happen. Or I could just see what happens. It's more fun that way. But I don't like not knowing. Not knowing is like letting a fish choose to run a marathon. It's not going to win since it doesn't have legs, but if they really want to, then they should be allowed to at least try. If it's their dream, then who am I to stand in the way? By the way, are you a fish? Is this the marathon that you want to run? Though, there is no one here to compete with you. And I can be the judge if you want. But no other competing with you. You're sure to be in last place. And first. And second. You can get all the places. All you need to do is put one fin in front of the other. You don't have fins? Why not? If you're not a fish, then you're not allowed to compete in the marathon. It's in the rules. Only fins are allowed to be used in this competition. Since you have none, I guess I will have to disqualify you. And that makes you the winner. Well, since you're the only one who is here, you're the winner by default. Hooray for you, the non-Alice. Would you like some tea to celebrate? I only have tea. Since I was going to have a tea party, so I am inviting you. Here's the invitation. What? Well, of course your name is on the invitation. Do you really think that I would just go around with invitations that has random names on them in my pocket? And they call me insane. Of course I do. It makes it more personal that way. Even if I had no idea that you were going to show up. I take tea parties very seriously. No invite, no tea, or biscuits, or cake, or cupcakes. The cupcakes is for holding the tea. Of course it is. It has cup in the name. Therefore it should hold the tea. Tea needs to be in a cup. And since cupcakes is just a cute cup, it should hold it. Though, you need to drink fast. Since there are some small holes in the cupcake. Not the optimal drinking vessel, but approved. Yes, I do have other cups. I have all different sizes of them. I have huge ones, long ones, short ones, some half, some double. Some of them even started a family on their own. I'm so proud of them. Of course cups can start a family. To believe something else is just ludicrous. They are valuable and should always be treated with respect. They have hopes and dreams too. It's not crazy because I say so. And I do not make the rules, I just tell them when I remember them. Yes. In this world, anything is possible. Well, not everything. Like me, I'm the Mad Hatter. Me not being mad is unheard of. I do not want to be only Hatter, because that has no personality. Plus, being mad is what I do, or make hats, but in my spare time, I'm just mad. So, want to join my little tea party? More guests are coming, though I don't know when, or where, or anything, really. Let us just find a table or a tree stump somewhere and start. We could just move along if we need more space. Or ask the other participants to find their own table or make one. They do have some hats if they want to have a little tea party all by themselves. Who am I to judge that? I only judge fish marathons on land.